A little tight, throat's a little bit on the blink. Too many drushes, I wish. Okay, so we left off on Thursday. We had just barely begun the sugya. We got onto one of our tangents, and Shabbos came. So let's see if we get back to this thing a little bit. So the Gemara told the story about this a woman. We're not sure who the woman was, but a woman who had a miscarriage, and she threw the nafel into the pit. And then a little while later, they sent somebody to go and check out and see whether it was in fact a zocher, was in a cave enough kaminas for me to attire, etc. A whole series of different halachas. So the Gemara goes through a whole discussion about whether this individual who peeked over the board became tamei or not. And that's how it got into our sugya, because it's this question of safek and vada. Is it a safek or safek or safek or vada, etc. Fine. So, almost like a tangential point to the sugya, but Tosfos made into a big, big point. It's probably the most halachic maisa point out of this entire sugya. Is Tosfos picks up the Lashon HaGemara, and the Gemara says that who did they send there? The Lashon HaGemara. No, the Shifchut, it's just going to throw it in. Who did they send to go check? No one noticed the Gemara. Where's the Lashon HaGemara? No one has the Gemara. Just dumb. Everything's touched my pattern. So the Gemara says that they sent the Kohen to go and check to see. So why did they send the Kohen? Probably the Kohanim were at the Rechom. They knew what they were looking for. Or maybe it was a doctor. They knew what he was looking for. So they sent the Kohen. So Tosfos picks up and says, wait a second, hold the phone. What's that? They sent the Kohen over here. Isn't there possibly in Chumash and Parshas Emor that a Kohen is not supposed to become Tamei to his mace? Or isn't this guy going to lean over the boar and he's going to be in the process going to become Ma'alel a mace? Isn't that Nisid Deraisa? So Tosfos starts to make a cheshbon that maybe the Kohen was permitted to go. Because maybe the Kohen was a Karov. Maybe he was related to this Nafel in such a way that would have been subject to the Heter of Tumas, Kamal, and Karovim. So Tosfos says, wait, let's hold the phone of that one. Tosfos says, who was the mother of this Nafel exactly? So if the mother of the Nafel was a Shivcha, that's a big joke. But obviously, a Kohen is not going to be a brother, not going to be a son, not going to be a father, not going to be related, obviously, to this Nafel, the Shivcha. That's ridiculous. Taisa says, what if, the other pshat, what if the woman who miscarried this Vlad was a Jewish woman? So maybe you can argue, it's possible. Maybe this was the brother, maybe this was the father, maybe it was someone, I don't know who he was. Maybe he was related in such a way that it would be okay. So Taisa says, that's also ridiculous. He says, why is it ridiculous? Because the halacha is, as it says in the Torah's Kohanim, that a person is only permitted to be metame for his relative if the relative is a bar kayama, if the relative is a nefel, let's say a person chamas on a kohen, Mr. Cohen, his wife has a miscarriage, so Mr. Cohen wants to go and bury the mace, he wants to go take care of him, done with the mace and the nefel. So the Torah comes and says, you can't do that. Because the Torah says, imo liyaviv, the Torah gives us examples, your mother and your father is obviously not a nefel. It would be very hard for a nefel to be a father, very hard for a nefel to be a mother. Nefel means it never survived, it was never a viable birth in the first place. In theory, you could have a brother who's a nefel, a sister who's a nefel, but if the Torah speaks about love of imo, so the Tosha Bapeh explains, and therefore it's inconceivable that you could be metame for a nefel. So Tosfos blows this chat out of the water. Tosfos says, that's ridiculous, that if you hold that the mother of the baby was a shivcha, then it's quite ridiculous. If you hold that it was the mother of the baby was a Jewish woman, it's also ridiculous. Because it wouldn't be subject to the heter anyway. And then Tosfos, for good luck, throws in the Oidish Lama. Tosfos says, I'll bring you another raya why it's ridiculous. Why it's not shayach to say such a pshat that the Kohen was mutal tami based on Tumas Kravim. Says Tosfos, it was Litzarcha Kavura. And says Tosfos in the Oidish Lama, everybody knows that Bamedram Amurim, that a Kohen is permitted to be mutami for his relatives, that's for the purposes of burying their relatives, which is stam to investigate whether it was a boy or a girl, so you made Tumah Mitar, and you let this. It's ridiculous, this Tosfos. That wouldn't be subject to the Kula. So even if somehow you can kvetch and kreich and you figure out an Eitzah, how to get around all the first, the most serious problems in the sugya. Taisa says, "V'yedi shlamer, this problem you're not going to get around. This is impossible because it wasn't the letzarcha kibur." So Taisa is really coming down very hard on this kohen. He's saying this kohen was 0-3. He had no right in any shape or form to be metame to this mace, either because it was the ben hashivcha, so Chal wasn't even his relative. Even if the Mitzalimah was a relative, it was the Nefil. And even if the Mitzalimah, that somehow you can ignore that law in the Torah's Kodim, it's still a problem because it was the Torah Kodim. So Taisa says there's no way to be Malam Mitzchus. They tried. Taisa tried hard, but they said the three serious strikes against this guy. So what was he doing, this guy? So Taisa says he was an Amoritz. He's the first to last Kodim. What didn't know how to learn? He said he didn't know the Din. He never learned the Torah's Kodim. He never learned the Sugin in Sacham Daftas. He didn't know anything. He thought that it's very important. Part of his religious role was to go, he figured it's the job of the Mesa Mikdash to figure out whether she's to bear Hora, to Mesa letters or not. So he was wrong, especially he was a Kohen Amoritz. So Mr. Cohen, Mr. Katz, wasn't the Rabbi Cohen, wasn't Rabbi Katz. He didn't know anything. So he was Metabi Shalikidin. That's what Taisa says. There's no way to be Malam Mitzchus on this Kohen. So when other Rishonim posed the question against this Kohen, everyone's attacking the Kohen. So Taisa and the parents also attacked the Kohen. But they only attacked the Kohen with the first two questions, and they deleted the third question. But they said that obviously, if it's the Ben HaShivcha, that's what they're talking about. Even if it's the Ben HaBalasabayas, it's right that nothing talked about, because it was a Nefel. But the third question was deleted by the Bala Taisus, and the Taisus have been a parent. So now the Bishama, they present the Kasha, don't ask the Kasha from Tzarech Kavura. And the Yama says it would seem, even from the Lashna Taisus, as it's portrayed in Asugya, even though Taisus does ask the question, in our sugya, they only ask it almost like an afterthought. Like, oh, Yishlam, this is, and by the way, just in case, you can think of some way to be doichik the first two terutz, the first two kashas, the third kash is also a kash. It sounds like Taisus almost like thought of this as an after the story was over. It's almost like the beginning of the Balei Taisus didn't seem to think this was a concern. So the emphasis is that this is a big, big question. Whether this third question is really a question altogether. The Tumas Hadeshen has a shaila about this very topic, and we said this many times. Tumas Hadeshen shailas were great shailas because he made them up. He had Tikkun Torah to say, so he made up shailas. So Tumas Hadeshen raises this shaila. What's the din? There's a din of Tumas Kravim. The Torah says in Parsha Zemor, there's a little bit of Yon Adiyam of this week's Parsha, Parsha Chukas is Tumas Meis. So the Torah says in Parsha Zemor that a coin is not allowed to become Tavi Lameis, but he is permitted to become Tavi for his relatives. So Tumas Hadeshen says, what's the din? What if it's not Latzarcha Kfura? Is Tzarcha Kfura critical or not? Vishtei, who made up this idea? That has to be Latzarcha Kfura. The Torah says, L'imoli aviv, l'imoli tolachim. Torah says, Achosav, Torah says, Ikibi mitami. So Tumas Hadeshen has one side to say that, it's Mutan mitami. Aye, the Chavik Kedisha is doing the burial. Aye, the guy's not doing anything. Let's say the marshal, a person's 95 years old. And his brother dies. His 94-year-old the brother died. Mr. Cohen's 94-year-old brother dies. So Mr. Cohen, they schleps him to the Levaya. He comes to the Levaya. He comes to the Vesa Kvaris. He's in a wheelchair. He can't pick up a shovel. He can't make an arun. He can't make techrichim. He can't do anything. He's just standing there. He's not anything. He's sitting there. So is that justified or not? So Tumas Hadeshen says, we're not so sure that that's justified. Maybe the heter of Tumas Kravim is only Tzarcha Kvura. Or maybe not. So Tumas Hadeshen says it's a huge nafkamin ladina. What's a nafkamin ladina? Says Tumas Hadeshen, what if you have a situation, forget about Mr. Cohen was 95 years old, what if you have a situation where the Cohen's 35 years old, but he's not going to be kavur this mace right now. It's not his man kavur right now. Why? Because of Shabbos. So this is a very, very common shal. You know, in today's world, we very rarely have, sometimes you have these shals, but not as common. In the olden days, so everyone died at home. There were no hospitals. So he first died in his house. So he died in his house. The mace was laying there until the Chav Kaddish came for the thing to be Kavura. So the shah is as follows. Let's say somebody dies and in the Kohen's house. So the Kohen's father dies, Kohen's mother dies, in his own house. So if it's a person dies on a Tuesday, so then the Kohen doesn't have to go run out of the house right away because he's Ayesim Tzachit Kavura. He's getting the Tachrichim, he's getting the Yard, he has to be top of the base and help the Chav Kaddish things for him to do. So that's, he's being Ayesim Tzachit Kavura, that's what the Torah says. Even if you're even over, you're allowed to be Metame. But what if the person dies in Shabbos Friday night, right after Kiddush, so the parent passes away? So Tumas Hadeshen quotes one possibility that the Kohen's got to leave the house for the whole duration of Shabbos. Why? Because it's not his mind for anyway. What's he going to be doing? He's not being Oisik in the Kfur at all. So that's called Shalol HaTzarech. So according to one possibility, in Tumas V'Neshen, if it's Shalol HaTzarech Kfur, you're not allowed to be Metame. Then he quotes the other possibility, no. Now, there is no such din. There is no such aloha. So that Shaila that Tumas V'Neshen quotes is the 2 days in Taisus by us. It's the Machlik is Taisus and Taisus Minaparets. So the Taisus by us, at the end of the Taisus and the Tess, the Taisus chepped the kite and said, Mr. Cohen, you can't be Mitami because it's not a Tzorcha Kvura. So that's one side of the Tumas HaDeshen. And then the Yehidi Shleimer, the pre-Yehidi Shleimer, the first day as in Taisus, was the Taisus of the parents who didn't even raise this as an objection, were of the opinion that we just made it up. There is no Allah Tzorcha Kvura, the Hoyot Vam Yehidim. One could perhaps argue that in the case of the Tumas HaDeshen, even if you want to insist the Tzorech HaKvur is a necessary requirement in order to permit Tumas Krevim. There is a further deal in the Poskim about what's called Tzorech HaKvura. Does Tzorech HaKvur mean that the person is mamish doing something right now, actively preparing the Tara, preparing the Tara, the Tachrich and the Aron? That's what Tzorech HaKvur means. I'm digging the hole, I'm putting I'm lowering the coffin into the ground. That's called Tzorech HaKvura. What if I'm watching the maze? What if I'm the Shayner? I'm not literally being covered in the mace right now, but I'm preventing the mace by being attacked by mice. And that was the original reason the Gemara says why they instituted Shmiras and mace, because the mice were around. That's a further shout of the Poskim. What if you put a mace in a room where there are no mouse around? No mouse holes anywhere, no mice around. And the question is there still a mitzvah of Shmiras? Shmiras and mace. This is going to be in the third Brach of Brachos that talks about Shmiras and mace. So the Gemara mentions the idea of Ibn Achborim. And the question is there another dimension as well? As Ramesh has a truth about that. Bismana, that's an important child of Maisa. Bismana, is there really, really chay the shmir of Bismana? You know, we make a big deal about Shomim and Shomim. Gotta get a Shomim. It's not so posh that there is such a chay of Gomim Bismana to get a Shomim. Yeah, it's another discussion after that. So in the olden days when shmir was really, really necessary, because if you're going to leave the Maisa around for 24 hours and no one's going to watch it, so the Maisa is going to start to attack it. So that's a further shayla according to Tumas HaDeshen. Is that also called Tzorcha Kfura? So it's not the Kfura Mamish, but it's to prevent an evil mace that will it's going to, if there's no mace left because the mice ate it up, it's going to be hard to be covered. So then maybe that's also called the Tzorcha Kfura. That's already a further shayla. So I'll call upon him. This suffix in the Tumas HaDeshen, this deal in the Tumas HaDeshen, is the Mamish 2 days in Taisus by us, but Taisus by the parents, Mamish Arsu again.
The coin on Shabbos, he's already time in mace.
There you go. Yes, another question. That's a very, very important question. So he's already inside the house. So you want to know that's called Mosif Tumal Tumosai. So there are two nekudas of that. So what if he goes out? What if he leaves and wants to come back? So he wants to go daven. Let's go daven in Shacharis. He's allowed to daven because he's not an oinin in Shabbos because it's not Zman Kvur, so he's not an oinin. So I want to come back into the house. So according to the Rambam, that would be a potential of the Raisa. According to the Raisa, that'll be okay. According to the Rambam, that would be a potential of the Raisa. But so, what should this issue depend on? What's the lumdus behind this the shayla? Should Tzorcha Kvura be critical or not? So this revolves around the sugya in Maseches Brachos, starts at Tefi Tesim Beis and moves on to Chaf Ibn Alf and Brachos. Very, very famous sugya. The Gemara starts off by talking about the Dinim of Kavod Abrius. The Gemara says that, let's say a person is walking in the street wearing a shatnez, and all of a sudden, gavalt, he realizes, he opens up his suit, he thought it said, shatnez free, okay. So instead of saying shatnez free from the Muncie Shatnez Company, it says, instead of saying shatnez free, it says shatnez goma, tzemru pishim, we'll learn it together. And all of a sudden he realizes, gavalt, he's walking the street, and he realizes, gavalt, he's wearing shatnez. And then he realizes, not just his jacket is shatnez, his pants are shatnez, his underwear is shatnez, everything is shatnez. And he got involved in shrinking his whole wardrobe of shatters from head to toe. What is he doing? So the Gemara says, Paish Tefillah B'shuk. So the Gemara says, he's got to get undressed. Mamish in the middle of the street. I'm like, the guy's humiliated. He's walking down the street with no clothes on. So the Gemara says, no, what can you do? He says, the Gemara says that in Eitzah, in Tvuna, nothing, zero. Paish Tefillah B'shuk. There's no Eitzah. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating. Tough. The Gemara says, tough luck. The Gemara says, wait a second. That's so simple. Don't we have a klal called Gavul Kavod Abriyah Shadachal Asesh Shabbat Torah? So he says, no, that klal doesn't mean what it sounds like. The klal is Gavul Kavod Abriyah Shadachal Asesh Shabbat Torah. So the Gemara says that means it is a derabbanan, not a real Asesh of the Torah. Why does the Gemara call Yisurim Darbanu Lo Sasa Shibataira? So the Gemara says, because of Lo Sasa, whatever that means. So, but if it would be a real bona fide Siddurah, there's no ma'at there. So it's clear from the Gemara that the starting point, the mitzvah is, I have to do mitzvahs at all costs. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not allowed to eat trek, I'm not allowed to wear shanas, not allowed to shave your raise, not allowed to do malach and yom tef. The starting point in Halacha is Kadosh Baruch Hu said you're not allowed to do something, so you're not allowed to do it. There's no justification to violate an aveira ever, unless the Torah grants you that justification. So let's say the Moshul, the Gemara in the end of Masechus Yuma says that we need a pasuk to tell me that pikuach nefesh is daich yisurim. Otherwise, the starting point is clear. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said l'sasuk malacha. The guy's going to die if you don't draw him to the hospital. So hold on. We hit him. Kadosh Baruch Hu said l'sasuk malacha. How could you possibly violate the Dvar Hashem? Ella, there's a Chiddush HaTorah v'chai v'hem. V'shamru v'hav demok v'pikuach nefesh. So it's a Chiddush HaTorah that you're allowed to be mechuyev to violate Yisurim in order to save a person's life. Then the Gemara says, and it's a Chiddush even if it's a Sofik Pikuach Nefesh. That's already a Chiddush Agavi Chiddush. So the Gemara, even if it's against the Rove, even if it's an Echad Min Emeh, Echad Min Elef, whatever the cutoff point is, that even though it's very, very unlikely that he has the alliance, overwhelming odds are the person is going to survive, he's going to be fine, nothing's going to happen. That's also called the Sofik Pikuach Nefesh. Some people have a mistake. They think that, oh, yeah, Yoy Gebal, that's Mechal Shabbos, and the person survived. That's what we want to happen. We don't want to happen. It's like a bad one. Like I've heard this title from so many people. They say that I was extra machmir. I didn't drive to the hospital in Shabbos and Baruch Hashem, everything was okay. The person survived. Oh, that means you violated the dinner Torah. The fact that Baruch Hashem made the person survive. 99% of the time, the person survives anyway, whether you drive or don't drive to the hospital. So that's not the din. The halach is that you're supposed to, you have to be chayshish for the meal. That's the din of fairish. Anyway, so if not for the fact that the chayshish at Torah b'chay b'hem, so then I would have said you have to. Let's say the marshal is going to cost the person all their money, every last penny. They're going to be bankrupt for life. So the din is that by los essays, that's the din. The din is that. You're not allowed Michal Shabbos to save your money. You're not allowed Michal Shabbos to avoid any trade. That was never included in the Heter. So that's Pashat also Dalocha. So let's say I have a conflict between doing an Aveira in the Torah and suffering tremendous embarrassment. I'm very sorry. I feel bad for the person, but that's not a Matir. To avoid Bush is not a Matir. So the starting point of the Gemara is that unless you have a Pasuk that tell me Fakir, like Pekuch Nefesh, you have a Pasuk. Unless you have a Pasuk that tell me Fakir, then the game is over. So it's going to be a terrible covenant of Rios. I don't know. But I assume the Rabbanon, hey, Mom, hey, Mom, Ruchasak, do whatever they want. So Chazal lifted, assumed Rabbanon, sometimes in Machum Hefset, sometimes in Machum Tzar, sometimes in Machum Chel. Chazal made the rules, they could break the rules. So one of the rules that Chazal broke was, they said that, it's only to say the Rabbanon, okay, then we're going to lift it in Machum covenant of Rios. So let's say the Moshe, it's only Shatan is the Rabbanon. Every once in a while, Shatan is, could be, it's missing one of the conditions to be Shatan is their ice, or whatever those conditions are. Okay, so that's that. So if you realize you're in the middle of the street and you're wearing, if you're so sophisticated to know what Shatan is the Rabbanon, you've got to know the whole sukkah of the Shatan is first. So if you know that your Shatan is, it says on the tag, this only Shatan is the Rabbanon. So then if you're stuck in the middle of the street, you have to get undressed, then you don't have to do that. But if it's Shatan is their ice, it's a lot, it's Malchus and the Torah, then of course you have to do it because Gaul and Kovarbi is not going to help you. So the Gemara says, no, wait a second, it's not true. The Gemara says in Brachas, that wait a second, there is a Pasuk that says the covenant of Bias is Doichi Surim. It's not a Pasuk. Where's the Pasuk? Who's the Pasuk? So the Gemara posts the following Drasha. It says, by Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be mitame even for his relatives. He's not allowed to be mitame for anybody. And it says, Moshe by Nazar also the same thing, that they're not allowed to be mitame for any of their relatives. A regular kohen hedyot is allowed to be mitame for his relatives, but a kohen gadol and a nazir, the higher level of kedusha, they can't even mitame for their relatives. So the Torah spells out that they can't be mitame for anybody, la'aviv, la'ima, la'achiv, la'chaisa, everybody. So the Torah Shabbat has a whole array of drushes. Why does the Torah have to spell out all the relatives that he can't be mitame for? The Torah just says, al nafshas meis le'yot ha'kedush, which is, you can't be mitame. So by a kohen hedyot, so the Torah has to spell out who you are allowed to be mitame, because the starting point is you can't be mitame, with the following exceptions. The Torah has to say, aviv, ima, aviv, v'chosav, banim, and has to tell you who you are. But by a kohen gadol, by a nazir, with the din is that you're not allowed to be mitame, the Torah just should have said, akol nafshas meis le'yot. Finished. So why is it tale aviv, le'ima, etc.? So why is that drasha here, that drasha here, that drasha here, every whole long of meal of drasha. So in the middle of that whole discussion, the Gemara tells us that that part of those drushes of those psukim are that even though a kohen gadol or a nazir is not allowed to be mitame for a regular relative, but mitame lemeis mitzvah. But if it's a mitzvah, let's say the kohen gadol was walking on the way, he's taking a little spatzir. He got a little tired in the base of mikdash. He was doing a lot of kabbalas this morning. He wanted to go outside, take a little walk. So he goes spatzirin around in the forest outside Yerushalayim, and all of a sudden, gadol finds a dead body. So he quickly starts calling, "Anybody, come help! Help, please, someone help me!" Nobody comes. Nobody hears. So he says, "What are you doing?" So he's got to be on top of the base mitzvah. So he tries, and no one else around to help him, so he's got to take care of himself. So he gets on his hands and knees, and he starts burying the base mitzvah. So the Torah says, that's okay. The Torah says, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be mitame la'avim l'ima l'yach l'chais l'adam, but mitame la'avim base mitzvah. That's derived from pasuk. Then the Gemara goes one step further. The Gemara says that pasuk, that exerts the cross of the base mitzvah, is so important. The Gemara says it's so important that even if by being mitame the next mitzvah, you're going to blow a whole series of other mitzvahs that you were in the middle of getting ready to do. What were some of the other mitzvahs you were doing? Lord, it was Erev Pesach. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The guy's on his way to go bring the Korban Pesach. He's all ready to roll. He's been traveling for 2 weeks. He's on his way. And boom, and the last leg of his journey, he bumps into a base mitzvah. And help, somebody, please come help. Nobody around, there's nobody here. So he's got to get on his hands and knees and bear the base mitzvah. By doing so, he's going to blow the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So be it. And the Gemara says it even worse. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Erev Pesach, he's on the way to bring the Korban Pesach, and he happens to have a baby also. His baby boy was just born last week. He has 2 knives. He's walking around with a mila knife and a shechita knife. He's on the way to the base of Mikdash to shecht his korban. He's on the way to go do the bris on his baby, and he bumps into the base mitzvah. And it's going to take him 4 hours to do the base mitzvah. By the time he finishes, it's going to be too late. He won't be able to do the bris on time. He's going to lose out the Korban Pesach. He's going to lose out the mila bisman. Everything. That's the din. Base mitzvah comes first. Base mitzvah trumps everything. So comes the Gemara and says, you see from here that base mitzvah is so important. Why is base mitzvah so important? Because base mitzvah is covered a bris. That's exactly why it's important. Because it's a big bizyainis to the person. You leave a dead body on the floor for a few hours till tomorrow, till next week. Somebody comes, till the Chav Kedisha comes and picks it up. That's going to be a big bizyain. So therefore, obviously, the Torah is granting tremendous significance to the factor of Kavod Abrias. Kavod Abrias is so important. It's Doiche Kavod Pesach and it's Doiche Mila. You see, it's a very, very important principle. So the Gemara says, this is the Pasuk. This is the B'chai Ben Pasuk. You see from this Pasuk, that from L'chaisai, that L'chaisai and Mitame Ulu Meis Mitzvah, Zabin, from there, you see from here, Meis Mitzvah is so chashuv that it gives you ability to violate other Dirim Deraisa. So the Gemara says, just as Meis Mitzvah gives you the ability to violate Dinim Derais of Mila and Korban Pesach, so too it should give you the ability to violate the Isra Torah of Vashatnes. Again, it's not exactly the same degree of Kavod Abrias. One guy's a dead person laying around, not being buried. One's a person walking around the street, not dressed. But the Gemara is assuming that those are all the same. That those are all dargas, all just manifestations of Kavod Abrias. So Gemara says, gosh, how can you tell me a story that Peshta feel b'shuk, you have to get undressed in the middle of the street because it's nothing's going to be doich hashadnes. What do you mean? It's going to be that. Let kavod abrias be doich hashadnes. The same way kavod abrias is doich hamila korban pesach.
Those two examples are seeds.
That's the Gemara's answer. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says that that's a bad cash. It's a bad raya. The Gemara says shevel tas shayni. The Gemara says that by mila and korban pesach, the Torah is not telling you to violate actively yisur. The Torah is just saying don't do mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, how can you derive from mitzvahs to yisur? How can you derive from the fact that the Torah is saying, take care of the mace at the expense of Korban Pesach, expense of Mila? That's not comparable to the case of wearing shatnez at the expense of your own Korban Abrias. It's not the same. One's a low sase, one's an asay, one's kumase, one's shevel tase. That's the way you brachshim and mechav to the Gemara. And the Gemara stops 2 dots of the Gemara, and the Gemara goes on to a new sugya. What's the kasha?
The Gemara
is the Gemara only asked half the kasha. The Gemara only answered half the kasha. The same Jerusha that said that you're allowed to be mitame at the expense of Pesach and Mila also says that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to be mitame. Also says the Nazir is allowed to be mitame. And the Gemara totally completely ignores the fact that, hey, wait a second, those are Lavim, those are Yisurim. What's going on? What's Pshat? So Gemara is completely not mitjaches to that Nakuda. What happened? So Rashi on the spot says the reason why the Gemara is not mitjaches to that Nakuda is very simple. Rashi says that the fact that a Kohen Gadol is mitame l'meis mitzvah, or the fact that a Nazir is b'tamei l'meis mitzvah, that is not because Kavod HaBriyos is so important. It's not because Kavod HaBriyos is violates Yisurim. The item, the klal is, Kavod HaBriyos is important. It's a very important halachic consideration, but it's not more important than Lav Min HaTorah. The reason why the Torah says it's okay, says Rashi, because not that Kavod HaBriyos overrides the Yisur. The Yisur was never said, B'chiya Gavna. It's the ultimate Hutra. It's even better than Hutra. The Torah never asserted for a Kohen Gadol to be Metameh B'mokham Eis Mitzvah. The Torah never asked it for a nos to be metameh mitzvah. Moshul Adavadayim, Rashi says, the same way when a kohen is metameh the krovov, a kohen is metameh for his father, for his mother, for his sister, whatever. So what's pshat? Says Rashi. Pshat is that the grandiose tzorech of being metameh the krovim is doicha the yisur of tuma. Nah, says Rashi. The yisur was lo nichtav, as the Torah says, le nefesh lo yitama bi amav ki im l'sheira karavelov. So b'chi agam lo asra Torah. It's, if we want to, you know, jump and give a parallel, it's like Rechol Nefesh. Like the Torah says that you're not allowed to Malacha and Yondiv. Ach Hashir Ach Rechol Nefesh. If you remember, there's a famous Ran in Masechet Beitz that we spoke about it. This year we definitely spoke about it. But the Ran says that Rechol Nefesh and Yondiv is Hutra. The Torah says, Kol Malacha lo yaseh b'hem Ach Hashir Ach Rechol Nefesh. These Malachas are Mutaris L'gamrei. So that's what Rashi says, give that marshal. It's the same, in that idea. Rashi says that Tumas Krovim for the Kohen is for sure not a Dechuya. It's not that it's so important to bury a Mason, and therefore it overrides Tuma. Mapidom, says Rashi. He says it's so important to bury a Mason, so therefore overrides Nazir Kagol. Mapidom, says Rashi. The Isu is Lo Nichta Bichiagav. So I state in Rashi. So the Ramban in Sefer Teres Adam, so the Ramban wrote a whole Sefer Teres Adam that deals with the Inyanim of Avelus and Kvura, and it starts out with Gecholim, and then it goes to Kvura and Avelus, and then it culminates with the Inyanim of Tchis Amesim, Ram Haba, etc. So it's a Halacha slash Hashkafa Sefer. It's printed at the beginning called Kisvei Ramban, and then, you know, the two volume Kisvei Ramban. It's the first 200 pages of the Kisvei Ramban in Chelek. So the Ramban basically goes big with Rashi, and the Ramban poses this question: how do you know, to say such a svar, how do you know that we have a concept in halacha called Ezid HaVelos HaSei? There is sometimes a halacha that you have a clash between a mitzvah Ezid and a mitzvah Los HaSei, and sometimes we don't say that the lav wasn't said b'chiyah gavna. It's not true, the lav wasn't said b'chiyah gavna. Lav was said, but the essay is doichid. So the essay dechalos means the essay overrides it. The essay is more important. The essay takes over and pushes off the lav. How do you know when to say the svar of A being doichid B? How do you know when to say the svar that B doesn't exist? The makom A, B doesn't exist. How do you know that? So the Ramban gives you a mashal of Dovah. The Ramban writes that there's a mitzvah of Yibum. So the mitzvah of Yibum always involves a violation of what would otherwise be an Isser. It's an Isser of Ishazach and Issacharis. So the Ramban says, how do you understand Pshat? The Torah says that you do Yibum, but in a case where you don't do Yibum, let's say in a case where Yibum would be Asser, say the Moshel, the brother had a child, so the mitzvah Yibum doesn't apply. Ishazach, Sheish Lobanim. So the Ramban says, sometimes it's an Issacharis, and sometimes it's Tetragon with the mitzvah Yibum. So what's Pshat? It's Pshat that it's the olam to this reishazach. When Reuven's about to yibum to Rachel, we say to him, listen, you're about to violate for the gilirayis. You're about to violate the sakaris. But what you do, the mitzvah's essay of yibum is more important. Is that the pshat? The Ramban says, nah, I don't think that's the pshat. The pshat is that the isra of reishazach was never said before yibum. That means the isra of reishazach is not all the time. Reishazach applies sometimes. It's like lemoshel arayis of achas ishtai. Achas ishto was only said when your wife's alive. If your wife's not alive anymore, so it's always achas ishto. It's not achas ishto. It's not pshat that, well, when your wife is no longer alive, so then we're going to be doichadi. What is doichadi? The Torah says, ish lachais lasirach litzom b'chayah. One of the tenoim, one of the conditions of the is of gilei ra'is of achas ishto is that your wife is still alive. So to over here, that the is of eishas ach only applies shalom b'makamim, shalom b'makamim, tzeh togomah. So says the Ramban, how do I know that that's the lomdus? So not only Rishon knew this, Rishon disagreed by Yibum also, but how did the Ramban, how do we know it's true? So Ramban said, because it's always like that. It means the Isser of Eish HaZach is always going to come into conflict with Yibum. So it's not like, says the Ramban, it's a marshal, you have Tzitzis and Shatnez. So tzitzit and shatnez is the chuya. Why? Because the mitzvah tzitzit can be fulfilled without shatnez. If you wear a woolen baget, who told you to wear a linen baget? You want to wear like, okay, you're allowed to wear a linen baget. So mainly you have to put on the tcheles. So the Rabban says the mitzvah tzitzit is not hinging upon a violation of an isser. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes it will be shatnez, sometimes it won't be shatnez. Yibum will always be an Isser Veshazach. So when it's always an Isser Veshazach, it's unlikely that the Torah is saying Yibalashim Dechuya. The Torah rather is saying the Isser doesn't apply. So the Ramban equates Tumas Kohanim to cases, wherever the Torah says Tumas Kohanim is okay, either in a case of Krobim for Kohen Hedyon, or a case of Meis Mitzvah for Kohen, or Nazrim Kohen, the same type of idea, case of Meis Mitzvah. Since at the end of the day, every Meis Mitzvah is always going to involve a case of Tumah. Every Kavura is always going to involve someone becoming Tameh. So the Ramban says, since Tumah will always be involved in a situation of Tumah, so the Geder HaDinyeh is Betaris Chudra, not Betaris Dechuya. So the Ramban and Teres Adam. So the Ramban sets up three different scenarios. He says, there's one extreme called Yibum. So Yibum, the relation between Yibum and Eshazach is clearly one of Chutra, because it's Yevshe B'lava, Choch, it's always going to be that. Then you have all in the other extreme is Kalayim B'tzitzis, that's Zicha D'chudiyah, that the Ramban assumes the Dabar Pasha against Ben Tam, other Hashem said Chutra, but Ramban assumes like this, that's for sure D'chudiyah, because it's not always a Yevshe B'lava. And he says that Tumas Kalanim, all the above, Tumas Meis Mitzvah, Tumas Krov, and whenever the Torah is Matir, that's closer to the Baal of Yibum, because Efshar, Balav Tuma, every case of Meis Mitzvah will always be Tuma, every case of Krovim will always be Tuma. That's what the Ramban says. Everyone understands the Ramban? I don't understand the Ramban. He like Ramban, I don't understand. What? Yeah, who says Zikayim? Means it's Efshar below Tuma, but it's Efshar below Issa Tuma. Means it's not the same as Shatnez. But Shatnez, it's not the Efshal Tzitzis below Shatnez cloth. I mean, you could have, if you have a woolen baguette and you put on woolen strings, so then you didn't have Shatnez at all. So by Tzitzis, I understand, it's E-Efshar L'Oilam, I'm sorry, it's Efshar B'Lib D'Chiyah Shatnez Klal L'Klal. So when there are, and by Eishas Ach and Yibum, it's E-Efshar B'Liyah Isser Klal. Tumas, a little bit in the middle, it has characteristics of both. It's Efshar B'Li Isser, but it's E-Efshar B'Li Tuma. That's right. The Ramban is 100% right. So how did the Ramban know that the fact that it's Efshar below Tumah, even though Tumah is Yisrael, doesn't mean anything. I'm Yisrael, I go to a cemetery. It's not an Yisrael. There's nothing wrong with me going to a cemetery. So how did the Ramban know that the fact that it's Efshar below Tumah is enough to put it closer into the camp of Yibum than it is to the camp of Ezeh Nechalosa? I never said the Ramban.
Don't we only allow the Kohen Gadol to go and do the Meis Mitzvah if no one else is there? So in that situation, it's Efshar. Because only
Kohen
Gadol that's able to do with
this Meis Mitzvah. We're going backwards. We're trying to be done. Is this Tuchus? There's no question that the Torah says, the Torah explains, Kohen Gadol is allowed to do it. The Torah says it's okay. So the Ramban is philosophizing, analyzing, what's the nature of that din? Is that like a Duchuyidika din? Is that a Hutradika din? So the Ramban says, whenever you have a type of a clash between an Essay and a Losa, say, that is inevitable. So it's inevitable, it's inevitable. So the Ramban says, every Kavuras Meis Mitzvah will always involve a Tumah. But Akash is, it will involve a Tumah, but it won't involve a Tumas Kohen. Maybe it's the Yisrael who found him. So that Nakuda, it's not quite the same as Tzitzis and Shatnez, because Tzitzis and Shatnez, it's Shaykh that performed Tzitzis without any Shatnez whatsoever on the radar screen. It's not quite the same as the Yibum either, because here it's impossible without violating Yisrael Shazach. But this is Mamash right smack in the middle. So how did the Ramban know to put it closer to the Ma'al of Yibum than to the Ma'al of Ezdechlos? That was my Kash. Like I'm a bottle diet, that's the Ramban, but it's a cash in the Ramban.
When was the Torah matir for the Kohen to bury the Meis Mitzvah?
That's the discussion. No,
meaning if there are two people there, there's
no. So you can argue that's not called the Meis Mitzvah anymore. Meis Mitzvah means, the definition of Meis Mitzvah means ain't no kofrim. So yesh no kofrim. Yesh no kofrim is not a Meis Mitzvah anymore. Meis Mitzvah by definition, the whole head there means by definition.
What if it's not a karo? Let's say there's a Kohen and his friend has nothing to do with it.
Right. So you should call it. That's what the Gemara says, that it's only called the Meis Mitzvah. Kofrim the ain't a kofrim boy. He's got to put on WhatsApp, everyone please, whoever's in the next, with the land, yeah, next 5 miles, please come. And nobody answers that. Everyone's sitting and learning. No one has the phone on, so nobody comes. So nobody comes. And Nebuchadnezzar, the good Lord, who's stuck, has got to go take care of himself. But so this is the Yisrael from Ramban. So the Ramban is going to be Ikvas Rashi, and he just touched up Rashi, gave a lumdish spit onto why Rashi said. But Taisus on the spot in Maseches Brachos says the whole thing is not true. The whole Rashi with Chavetzov is not right. The Rabban is not right. The whole thing is not right. So says Taisus that Avad, it's the Chuyah. Avad, when the Torah says that a Kohen Gadol can be Metameh, the Meis Mitzvah is the Chuyah, and a Nozer is the Chuyah, and a Kohen Mekrovim is the Chuyah, everything is the Chuyah. What's the Chuyah? It's a very important mitzvah about to do. Kavur is amazing. It's very, very important. So it's Doiche. And so says Taisus of Zoyda, it's Doiche. So don't you see that Kavod HaBriyos is a Doiche? Don't you see that Kavod HaBriyos is Doiche Yisurim? Back to the original Kasha that the Ramban was, Rashi and the Ramban were addressing. So Taisus says, no. Taisus says, you look, the Sugya is the beginning of the Bums carefully about the Chiyas, the Lavim and Yisurim. You realize right away that not all Lavim are on equal footing. There's a hierarchy of lavim in the Torah as well. Even within lavim that you get malchus for. Lavim you don't get malchus for, that's a whole other level. But even within lavim you get malchus for, not all lavim are created equal. What does that mean? So there are two factors you have to be aware of. One is what's called a lav she'in or shavu b'kol. You have a lav that only applies to some people, doesn't apply to other people. Chazir applies to everybody. Shatnez applies to everybody. Lashnar applies to everybody. But tumas kohanim only applies to kohanim. So the Gemara says, by definition, an issa that's only given to one segment of Yisrael is by definition a low level issa. So it's not as bad. Let's say when a kohen marries a grusha, it's bad. It's a lot of the Torah. It's not as bad as Yisrael marrying a mamzeris. Again, it's hard to quantify that because this is malchus, that's malchus. Here condition doves, and here condition doves. It's hard to quantify it, but it is different. And in the sugyas of essay, they will also say that nuance of difference will play out. Another fact that Gemara says is a lav that's efshe b'sheila, a lav that can be undone. Chaz is never going to be undone. Shatnez will never be undone. But a nazirus could be undone. The nazir will go and be shalom as a nazirus, and he's had to go. The whole nazirus disappears. So any issa that's omer lekach could be destroyed and retroactively 2 seconds from now. That shows that's an indication. It's a right. It's a lower level issa. So comes Tyson and says that, yeah, Kavod HaBriyos is very, very important. Kavod HaBriyos is deichi surim gemurim derais with malchus. Not like the Rashi and Ramban story with its hutra. Nah, it's not hutra, it's the chuyah, it's the chuyah, it's the chuyah. Kavod HaBriyos is very, very important. It could be knock out real, real serious isurim. What kind of isurim? Not such serious isurim. Isurim that are not shown. Bakol, the Kohen. Beshman. What's an association of a she'ela and a zeros? That was a low level isurim. You want to extrapolate from there that it could be doich and kilayim? What are you joking? Says Taisus. Kilayim is much more serious. Kilayim is shavu bakol. Kilayim is not even a she'ela. So you can't extrapolate that the essay Kavod HaBriyos is not quite on par. To be doicha, it's not enough of a mitzvah, but to be doicha, real bona fide surah, which you don't have those kula characteristics to them. So when all the dust settles, there's machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi and about against Avaliya Taisus as to what's the nature, what's the lomdus, what's that gdar of the din that a kohen gadol is betami sometimes, and a nazir is betami sometimes, and a kohen hedger is betami sometimes. What's the nature of that din? So according to Rashi, these are all examples of that the issur b'chi agavna was never said. According to Taisus, no. It was said. And there's a tzarech to be matreh. Now, the degree of tzarech that's necessary to be matreh for a kohen gadol, for a nazir, is much higher than for a regular kohen. Regular kohen is not so choshev, not such kedusha. So for him, to bury his brother is not for tzarech. Somebody else could do it? Okay. But the mitzvah's tumas krovim, that tzarech of kruur of your relative, that's enough. Because according to Rashi and Ramban, there's no tzarech. That's not the point. The tzarech is not the matir. The matir is the issur with them said b'chei agama. So the chayra that machlekes is Rashi and Taisus Ramban. That's the source of the 2 days in Taisus Bayos. That's the sofka chumas hadeshen. Can we permit a kohen to be mitamish lotz or kfur altogether? So according to Taisus, that's a non-starter. According to Taisus, how in the world could you dream? How can you fathom of a kohen being mitamish lotz or kvura? What's the tzarech? What's the essay? What's the tzarech that's going to be matter? According to Taisus, it is a gomim in a Taisus malchus that needs a dechia. So you need some koyach to be doicha. So the koyach is the mitzvah skvura is the doicha. According to Rashi and Ramban, what do you need a mitzvah skvura for? You don't need any tzarech. It's mutter b'lavok. It's mutter because the Torah never said it. So that's the shaila. So this machlek is the 2 days in our Taisus. With Taisus, the end of the Testament Aleph, slugs up that kohen, attacks that kohen who was betame. Because it was shlo tzarech, and Taisin the first answer didn't say that. Taisin the better parents doesn't answer that kasha. Other Rishonim don't answer that kasha. Rishonim said, "Deshin's 2 days. Can you be mitami shlo tzarech and al tzarech?" Is a very, very long dishashayla. What's the nature, the din of tumas kohanim in the first place? Is it a tzarech dikadin, a techiyah dikadin? That needs tzarech akvura. That is just a kach nemar aloch. That it was never the issue was never said in Mokum Kohen.
Why can't you say according to Rashi from the Rabban that even if a Torah never said that, then only if there was the Tzorah, though.
No, but the Torah says, Mechadeis, that's true. What, if the Torah never asked it, never asked it. Everything's but to prove an answer. The Torah says, what does it say? Chumash say? The Torah says, Kiyim le'aviv le'imo le'aviv. The Torah says, you're allowed to be metame. You're allowed to be metame.
Is a couple of days the law that's not Shabbat Kol, but that also by Nazir? We would say that since anyone can become a Nazir, it is Shabbat.
Yeah, so that's right. So Pasha Pshat is that Nazirus is a law for Shabbat Kol. You have to take a look at the beginning of your Yevamos. You have to look at the Gemara in Yevamos carefully whether that's right or not.
And also,
that's why the question Rosh Hashanah used to always ask on the Kol B'chin is, he used to ask to get into the kolo, bring me a raya that a woman can become a nazira. So usually a guy would bring a raya, it's a mishnah nazir, talks about only a malka becoming a nazira. That's a good answer. What's the better answer? It says the pasuk isha isha. He used to want to make sure people knew chumash.
And isn't the Tosfos more difficult to read in the Gemara? Because according to Rashi, it makes sense that the Gemara just kind of ends and leaves it.
Right, you went in the bottom, right. According to Rashi, it's Mufan Me'elam. According to
Tosfos,
right. This text in the Gemara reads a little smoother according to Rashi. Right? The Gemara didn't bother addressing it because it wasn't the topic. Yeah. According to Tosfos, it really is the topic. We just have to finagle why it's not the topic. Right.
Does Shavuot Kol literally mean everyone? Or if there's even like one individual, meaning like the Kohen Gadol was allowed to wear Shanis? So
no, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear Shanis b'shas avoda, but the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to wear Shanis shalom b'shas avoda. Or whatever b'shas avoda, shalom b'shas avoda means, would be the good and not be the good, that's machlokes and b'shas avoda. Okay, but okay, so we didn't finish the sugya, we finish the sugya, okay? Tomorrow we'll try to finish the sugya. Okay, so hopefully the tentative plan is tomorrow we'll have shiur, regular time.